98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people killed by tornadoes over the weekend. Most of those who died were in the state of Kentucky, still reeling from recent severe flooding. The phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin is scheduled to take place this morning. Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News. Seven inmates still on the loose after 10 prisoners busted out of a New Orleans jail facility last Thursday.
Head of the FBI New Orleans field office, Jonathan Tappet, at a news conference Sunday.
Seven dangerous inmates have been on the streets for more than 2 days, and we strongly believe that there are folks out there helping these inmates evade capture.
Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert Hodges says if you are helping the fugitives remain free,
there will be consequences and there may be charges for you.
Officials say the prisoners got out through a hole behind a toilet.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. It will be back to work tomorrow for striking New Jersey Transit train engineers.
New Jersey's first rail strike in decades has officially come to an end.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, the engineers reached a tentative agreement to end their walkout yesterday. It's welcome news to the 350,000 commuters who take those trains every day. Friday was the first day of their strike. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Mertheller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Lac du Flambeau Tribe and the Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department are continuing to seek the public's assistance in locating a 37-year-old woman from Lac du Flambeau. The Lac du Flambeau Tribe is offering a reward of up to $25,000 for information leading to the return of Melissa Beeson and/or the arrest and prosecution of anyone involved in her disappearance. Melissa was reported missing on March 23rd, with the last confirmed sighting of her on Monday, March 17th, during the late afternoon. At the time, she was seen walking on Indian Village Road near Wayman Lane in Lac du Flambeau. Melissa's family desperately wants to know where she is, and the tribe is fully committed to helping its law enforcement agency exhaust every investigative resource to find her and bring her home. Melissa is a Native American female, 5'7", with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Melissa was last seen wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department says every lead, no matter how small, is being thoroughly pursued to find her. Authorities have searched relentlessly in the area where Melissa was last seen, as well as other areas of interest. Officers and assisting agencies have conducted grid searches on foot, have deployed high-tech drones and airplanes, and have searched using specially trained canines. To date, over 3,400 acres have been carefully searched. Anyone with any information regarding the disappearance or location of Melissa is asked to call Lac du Flambeau Tribal PD at 715-588-7717 or the Vilas County Sheriff's Office at 715-479-4441. This Friday, May 23rd, is Poppy Day. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 182 is encouraging Park Falls to honor fallen warriors on Poppy Day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Super One, BP/McDonald's, True Value, The Family Restaurant, Our Store, The Park Pharmacy, and more locations when members of Unit 182 and Post 182 are distributing bright red poppies in exchange for a donation. The Flanders Field poppy has become an internationally known and recognized symbol of the lives sacrificed in war and the hope that none died in vain. Unit 182 President Sandy Dane said, quote, "Wearing the poppy on Poppy Day and throughout Memorial Day weekend is one small way to honor and remember our fallen warriors who willingly served our nation and made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. We must never forget," end quote. The poppy also honors hospitalized and disabled veterans who handcraft many of the red crepe paper flowers. 100% of the funds raised go directly to help veterans, military, and their family. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 182 and Post 182, thank you for your generous donation.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Well, Wisconsin's got a new Alice in Dairyland, and her family, no stranger to the position. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll introduce you to her next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners of be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Today,
Sarah Hagenow from Poinette has been named the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The big event happened Saturday evening in Prairie du Chien, Crawford County, acting as host. This is a position that Hagenow says she's looked forward to most of her adult life.
I just want to share that I am so excited to embark on this journey in Wisconsin agriculture. This has truly been a dream of mine ever since I was a little girl. I've been inspired by so many Alices in this role and have just looked up to this as a beacon of positivity, expertise, grace, and just trustworthiness for consumers and producers. So I'm so excited to step into this and just embrace this new role that I've looked up to for so long, and hopefully be that inspiration for someone else who wants to find their voice in agriculture.
Sarah Hagenow of Poinette, our new Alice in Dairyland, making history in a couple different ways Saturday evening. It was the first time Crawford County ever hosted the Alice in Dairyland Finals, and this is also the first time that sisters have been Alice in Dairyland. Sarah's sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland. Also, congratulations to Mom and Dad, Lisa and Bob Hagenow from Poinette.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Also on Saturday evening, we learned that Marathon County will be hosting the 2026 Alice in Dairyland Finals. The dates they've announced, May 14th through the 16th, 2026, with the Alice in Dairyland finale there in Wausau. Find more details at aliceindairyland.com. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture going to be locating 8,000 traps across the state to try to track spongy moth, formerly known as gypsy moth. They say the traps will be placed in 36 counties in western and central Wisconsin beginning this week through end of June. That's a look at food news for a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
A win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-2 victory over the Twins, ending Minnesota's 13-game winning streak. Top of the eighth, the Twins' Royce Lewis looked as if he'd hit his second home run of the day. But Jackson Churio, filling in the past week at center field, made the play of the day on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth. Fly ball, left center, Churio back.
Brewer closer Trevor McGill saw Churio's catch from the bullpen.
Dude, I turned around last second. I just saw a glove like peeking over the wall with the ball, and I freaked out. That was badass. You know, him in center field. You know, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
Tonight, the Brewers open another home series against the Orioles. NBA. A report says Giannis Antetokounmpo will meet with the Bucks this week in Milwaukee to review the season and discuss what's next moving forward. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, beating, breathtaking, earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road.
Tulane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some Tulane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some Tulane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
I'm still breathing.
Megan Maroney, you'll see her at a few concerts this summer, I'm sure, around Wisconsin, 98Q Country. Joel here Monday morning, and I hope you covered it up last night. I'm talking about some stuff outside because the freeze warning has temperatures dropping right around that 30, 32 mark for folks out in the outlying areas here in the city of Park Falls. We are hanging out at about 35 degrees. We'll warm this thing up to about 57 today, so not too bad. That'll feel pretty nice. Not really much in the way of any rain all week long. We're all right now, but by the time Friday, Saturday rolls around, and we have a lot of sunny and 60-degree days, probably going to need some rain. So I hope your weekend was good. We had, it was a good project weekend, wasn't it, with the cool weather? It's good to put a sweatshirt on and go outside and plant or whatever you need to do outside. Hope that happened for you. Wasn't a great weekend to, maybe you did go camping, but it was cool. It was definitely a cool weekend. And this weekend's going to be a little bit warmer, like I said, but not, if you're looking for 75, 80 for a high temp, probably going to have to look past this weekend. Although, we're not giving up because right now, Saturday, Sunday for the coming weekend, they're saying right in that 65 to 70 range. That's not too bad. Not too bad. The Brewers finally got one yesterday. They broke that Twins long winning streak, so the Brewers get a win. They'll be back at it today. At AmFam Field, the Orioles coming to town. We got a 6:05 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch. Good Monday, the 19th of May to you. Hope it's a good day for you. Again, the weather should be pretty good, but it's cold out there. The coat, the sweatshirt, whatever is appropriate. We should get up into the 50s, though, by lunchtime. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports here in the 98Q Morning Show. So at 6:28, let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people killed by tornadoes over the weekend. Most of those who died were in the state of Kentucky, still reeling from recent severe flooding. The phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin is scheduled to take place this morning. Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The season for UTVs and ATVs has arrived. But there is something to consider first. The DNR is encouraging off-road recreationists to get their ATV-UTV safety certification by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says they want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on our trails. And that only happens if everyone returns home safely at the end of a trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. If you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, the class is required. But anyone can take it. Even those who only ride a few times a year or at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online. It's about 6 hours long. June 7th from 7 a.m. until noon, the KC Clovers, the Price County 4-H, the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau invite you out to Kenan Memorial Park for a no-charge June Dairy Month breakfast. This is your opportunity to come and enjoy good food, fellowship, and support the local farmers. Once again, this is taking place at Kenan Memorial Park on June 7th from 7 a.m. until noon. An embattled judge is seeking donations. Lisa Hale reports.
Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, charged with helping a man evade immigration officials, is now seeking donations to cover the cost of her defense. She announced the fund Friday with a website saying that she will not take donations from Milwaukee County residents, attorneys who practice in the county, lobbyists, judges, county employees, or anyone with pending matters before any Milwaukee County judge. She also said that she will only take money from U.S. citizens. Her attorneys have called the case against her, quote, an unprecedented attack on the independent judiciary by the federal government, end quote. Dugan pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-2 victory over the Twins, ending Minnesota's 13-game winning streak. Top of the eighth, the Twins' Royce Lewis looked as if he'd hit his second home run of the day. But Jackson Churio, filling in the past week at center field, made the play of the day on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth. Fly ball, left center, Churio back, and he will.
Brewer closer Trevor McGill saw Churio's catch from the bullpen.
Dude, I turned around last second. I just saw a glove, like, peeking over the wall with the ball, and I freaked out. That was badass. You know, him in center field. You know, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
Tonight, the Brewers open another home series against the Orioles. NBA. A report says Giannis Antetokounmpo will meet with the Bucks this week in Milwaukee to review the season and discuss what's next moving forward with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating, a premier Midwest corporation, fully automated electroplating job shop for all commercial plating.
Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us, and it's time to get out and get into your garden. If you're looking for tomatoes, petunias, or maybe something special that you can't find anywhere else, then check out Winter Greenhouse, an outstanding selection of vegetable plants, flowers, perennials. You name it, they probably have it. Join other enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., just 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines and tables in the North Woods. Place your winning bets at any one of our new DraftKings sports betting kiosks. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and earn up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Then satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
Ringing, buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips giving a beat. Casey's baby, kick 'em to the floorboard. And bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need 'em no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it.
right there flipping your hair, baby, I swear.
Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. Then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
AQ Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't
I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out. I'm coming in late, and now I'm timing. Bad news will be made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me. Thinking about you.
Some attention from all the boys in Thibodeau. Oh my, they're really filling up their eyes, smiling and winking. I know what they're thinking, but I'm the only one who loves you so. Adelaide heard a little Cajun queen, sweet Dixie flower, the belle of the bayou.
George Strait, 98Q Country on a Monday, the 19th of May. It's cold out there. 32 probably for you low outlying people. You know who you are. 35 is what we have here in the city. So hopefully you covered it up. If you didn't, probably going to be all right. But right around 55 or 60 is what we're going to see today. It's pretty much going to be the story all week long. We're done with the cool weather. Yesterday was, it was cool. It was cool, but if you're moving around, if you're outside moving around doing stuff, it was perfect. If you were just outside sitting in a lawn chair, it was cold. Temperatures 55, 60 right through Friday. We may see close to 70 for Saturday, Sunday. They're telling us about 65 to 70, somewhere in that range. I got the do list. I got the honey-do list. A lot of things checked off this weekend. A lot of good work done. My body doesn't hurt yet, but I'm anticipating that there will be pain here soon. usually for me, I don't know about you, but about 24 hours after I complete the final project, I can usually set a clock. And then my body, after 24 hours, looks at me like, are we done now? Okay, all right, here's the pain. So I have the Aleve handy, just in case. But I hope your weekend was good. You're able to get out, get moving around a little bit. Not quite jumping the lake weather yet. We have a couple of weeks, a little warmer weather, to be able to do that stuff. We do have the softball tournament brackets are out. We know where our area softball teams will be playing in tournament action. They will not start this week. They will start their tournaments next week, so we'll chat about that coming up along with all the news and sports at the top of the hour. Let's get your day going. A little words of wisdom. Take a moment here to focus on the family.
Just because you're madly in love with someone, that doesn't mean you should marry them. That statement may sound crazy, but it makes sense when you understand how infatuation dupes you into bad relationship choices. Just ask John and Maria. After years of marriage, they can only agree on this one sad fact. They had a great 9 months before they got married, but have had an awful 9 years ever since. They got married in what I call the love fog. That's that dreamy state most of us walk through in the beginning stages of a romantic relationship. That romantic high is very normal, but it only lasts a year to 18 months, just long enough to get married. Neurologists say that infatuation is a drug. Literally, it alters your brain chemistry. You magnify your mate's good qualities and minimize their flaws, or ignore them completely. Apparently, love is really blind. The net effect is that the person you love only exists in your imagination. You're so focused on being with the person, you don't ask if they're worth being with. It's okay to feel madly in love, but that's not enough to sustain your marriage. Infatuation won't carry your relationship through a cancer diagnosis or a family tragedy. Before you get married, let the love fog clear and build your relationship on values that last, like commitment and sacrificial love. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
98Q Country.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know. Fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you
Joel Karnik in the Morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98 Q Country.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Biden and his family weighing options now that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
It's important to understand that prostate normal cells, as well as prostate cancer cells, respond to testosterone. But not all prostate cancer cells respond to hormones. And in this case, the president's prostate cancer cells do respond to hormones, which means that that is another opportunity for treatment in hormone therapy, which is where you would give medication that block the hormone to reduce the risk of recurrence and spread of the cancer.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. More than two dozen people were killed as a line of strong storms moved across the South and Midwest over the weekend, most in Kentucky. Another line of nasty weather that could include tornadoes is set to hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri later today. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in a few hours to discuss the war in Ukraine. Afterwards, he's got a call scheduled with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News. In a rare weekend vote, the House Budget Committee has advanced President Trump's big budget bill.